Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. You know, I don't know why a lot of people want so much attention on themselves. I mean, I get it. People like the attention that they get from other people just because they want to show something that they're what they're made of or what. But before you become who you want to be, or you want to be a successful person in whatever you do, be it in sports, in business, and just conquering life itself, you need to do something that is not being done in front of other people. And this is about becoming a ghost, forgetting attention, and growing in private. In this episode, we're going to talk about 12 rules to become unstoppable. But really, it's things that you can do in private. I know there's a saying by a basketball player. I don't know who said it before. You've seen me do all those game-winning shots time and time again, right? But you've never seen me do those things behind the scenes a million times. For him to do it effortlessly, like how Michael Jordan did it, how Kobe Bryant did it, how LeBron James does it, they do practice things in private, maybe with a trainer or maybe on their own. They do a lot of things behind the camera or behind people's eyes that we don't see. So these are 12 things that you should be doing without any attention at all, even if you have a lot of social media attention on you. You ready? Let's do this. Okay, first thing I would say that you need to do, and this has helped me a lot tremendously, especially during the pandemic, when the pandemic hit and there was nothing to do, I had this pile of books. And what I would tell you is that every day I would read, I started reading just one page, and then I started reading two pages. I got bored. That two pages became five, then became 10. Next thing you know, I'm reading 500 pages morning and night. First thing and last thing I do, because there was nothing else to do. You're just stuck at home. But every day starts with one page. For you to start the habit, you should start reading, I would say, one page, then succeed to two, to three, to 5, 10, until you get to 20 pages. I think 20 pages is really the starting point of are real serious readers. So book readers have the highest ROI in the world because it's something that cannot be taken away from you. So number one, read your books, guys. And make sure not to ask people for recommendations about what books to read. Number two thing you have to do in private is you want to set your boundaries with others. And this is something you don't need to announce to everyone. Like, hey, you can't talk to me that way anymore and stuff like that. No, it's just removing them in silence. They will notice, or maybe not, but people will take advantage of your kindness. Especially the more you grow, people will always take advantage of how kind you are as a person. So number two, set boundaries with others. Those that interfere with your personal boundaries or space, create that boundary for yourself. Number three, don't take anything personally. One thing I learned, like from another episode, which we'll show here, maybe a link here, for Succession, TV series Succession, one of my favorite series of all time, is that the Roy family never took anything personally. When someone said F you to them, they would just smile or laugh it off. And they would still do billions of business with this person. They never took things personal when someone said an F you word or curse word at them or, you know, insulted them. They never get insulted. Instead, you want to work hard to correct it and demonstrate people who you are. You don't want to tell people, oh, I'm a changed person. No, you don't want to tell people you're a changed person. You show it to them. So the moment I switched from being Mr. Soul Slam to being Coach Antonio, people had eyebrows raised, like, who the F are you to change something that you're not? People will judge you from your past, and that's okay, right? So number three, don't take anything personally. It's fine. I tell you that, it's fine. No one cares. Number four is have a good circle of friends. I'm not saying have one friend, two friends, five friends, 10 friends. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is your innermost circle has to be really tight. If that tightness is just considering one person, so be it. If that tightness is being with 10 people, sure, lucky you, right? it doesn't matter. But have a good circle of friends because our future is determined by who we spend the most time with. So it's just like the saying, if you hang out with 5 losers, you become the 6th loser. You hang out with 5 winners, guess what? You have a chance to be a winner too, right? Number 5, don't wait for that perfect moment. There is no perfect moment. Anything that I started, I lost something and I didn't want to do something. Like when I started the brand Soulsome back then, I lost my job. Not a great starting point, right? Because I don't have money to begin with and stuff like that, yada, yada, yada. But don't make excuses for yourself. Don't wait for the perfect time to start. Yesterday was the perfect time. The next best time is today. There is no such thing as an ideal time. We only have now. Time is short, but also time is long. Depends on how you see it. Successful people always see glass half full, not half empty. People who are not successful will always see a glass half empty. Like you see a glass, oh, someone drank water from the glass. Nope. You always see it as an opportunity that you can fill it up. Right? Make sense? Let me know in the comment section. All right, moving on to number 6 is that you want to work hard and stay motivated with your ambitions. Most people will not understand your vision, and that's fine. Like, I remember when I told my wife I want to start this thing called Soulsome back then, and she said, who's going to attend that event? No one. I don't know one person who collects shoes. That's what she told me. We had that conversation, and she said, you're crazy. No one's going to go there to your event, and we're just going to waste our wedding money that we gathered and start that event. And I said, trust me, you know, it's okay. People will not see always your vision, but it's up to you to demonstrate that vision to people and then get the people that believe in your vision. The thing is, people should see your ambitions, not your addictions. Look at the ambitions of people and how high it is rather than whatever their addictions is. Like, you don't ask someone, oh, what is it that you're doing a lot most of the time? Oh, yeah, Netflix and chill, hanging out in the mall, checking my phone always, and stuff like those. No. You want to see what their visions are, what they see for their future. The people who are called the visionaries, right? Those are the people that are the real visionaries. They're the real genius because they can see clearly. They're like, what's the word again? Clairvoyant. So that's number 6. Work hard and stay motivated. And if you can't get motivated, be disciplined, right? Discipline will always be better than being motivated. Discipline, motivation. All right, number 7 thing that you can do in private, and it's kind of weird because I say in private, but because this is something in public that people won't know, right? Because you're doing it. Get to know new individuals. I always stress this a lot. I like meeting new people. My goal back then, 2011, was to meet at least one new interesting person every week. Make it a goal to meet at least one person that's interesting for you. At least a week. Make it the habit. You go places you never thought possible thanks to networking. Like, I've been to so many countries all over the world because of people I've met just recently. Like, you could meet someone today and in a week, you're on your way to another country. It's that crazy. And it's not crazy because that person will probably open a door for you or a window because someone closed an opportunity for you. And that's really possible. You don't believe it? Let me know in the comment section if you don't. It's fine. Number 8 is one of my favorite things that I do now every day religiously. It's exercise daily and eating healthy. I don't want to tell you what to do, really, because all the information really is out there. If you're really interested in getting healthy and fit, just go to Google or ask a doctor, befriend or meet someone. A new individual that is, for example, good and healthy, right? Who lifts weights, perhaps, who runs, right? Who does CrossFit, whatever. You are the best possible version of yourself when you eat healthy and you have a healthy lifestyle for yourself. Like me, I've been doing daily steps. I'm now up to 12,000 steps every day, but I feel like I'm ready to jump to the next one, which is 15,000, but never did that until I started doing 6,000 steps. And accidentally, one day, I didn't realize I was talking to someone on the phone and I did 18,000 steps while on a Zoom call, walking around in my neighborhood, right? And it's something I didn't realize. Another thing that's I didn't realize is that when I went to a new gym, my curls or whatever it is, and I said, damn, This weighs too heavy, right? 20 pounds? I can lift this easily. But then 6 months after, the gym owner tells me, hey, you know what? You're lifting 35 kilos. I thought it was 35 pounds. Turns out it's 35 kilos, right? So sometimes we set limits to ourselves that we don't even realize. We're bound actually to just do 40% of our capability. That's a normal person. Let's say you can do 100 pull-ups. You only want to do 40. So you want to push over that limit, that 40%, and make small incremental steps every day. And that's how you get healthy, you get better at something every day. That 1%. Today, 41. Next day, 42. Next thing you know, it's easy for you, right? Everyone starts out as a beginner. Don't forget that. All right, number 9, another of my favorite thing to do in private, which is sleep. I don't know if I've slept in public, maybe in public transportation, on a plane, yeah. But really, sleep, right? Sleep for at least 7 to 9 hours every day, people. And if you can, I know this gives a lot of people anxiety. I talk to people a lot about this, but wear a smartwatch when you're sleeping. You would realize the times you were awake, that you're sleeping, your core sleep, and what we call the REM or rapid eye movement, wherein your eyes are moving really, really fast when it's closed. It can detect your eye movements and the times that you are really in a deep sleep. It's good to know how long you're actually sleeping, because sleeping increases your mood for that day and your mental strength. You know those addicts that don't sleep, right? They take drugs and they don't sleep for 48 hours. What happens to them? They go cuckoo, right? They go crazy, right? What do? They kill people or say nasty things or whatever, right? Because they're not in the right mind. Their mood is horrible. Why do I want to be awake again for 48 hours anyway? That's just suicide, right? Remember the times that I was sleeping in a day for 3 hours and I felt like a Superman? Well, that was in my 20s. And now I regret it in my 40s. You know, I'm 41. I could look 23 if I knew in my 20s I should be sleeping 7 to 9 hours a day and living my best life for those 16 hours that I'm awake. Trust me, it will change your life if you're able to sleep 7 to 9 hours. You know, the biggest flex, really, it's not owning things. It's not owning a house, a big car, and have like that, anything. It's being able to take a normal sleep or take a nap whenever you want to, whenever you can. That's a bigger flex than whatever thing you have on you. Number 10, this is something I've done in my other videos, but make a morning routine to help you become more productive. Don't go to the next day, to your morning, thinking, what am I supposed to do today? Subconsciously thinking and asking yourself, what am I going to do today? Oh, what am I going to eat? Which is way worse, right? Thinking of the food that you're going to eat when you wake up is one of the worst things you can think about. That's why the first thing that I do when I wake up is that I walk, clear my thoughts. I walk. It's one thing I change in my daily ritual. Walking was something I did in the afternoon. Now it's something I do first. And then I read an audiobook. And then after that, I do everything else. Make a morning routine that works for you. And if you don't do it the next day, try to do it again the following days. Make it a routine. Make it as boring as it is, because it doesn't have to be spontaneous. Life happens to you spontaneously. That's fine. But the things that you should be doing for yourself to get better is something that needs to be done, as boring as taking a 30-minute walk every morning upon waking up, or eating 3 egg whites with one yolk, or drinking your protein shake upon waking up. Whatever it is, have a good routine that helps you, your mind, your soul, and your body. Number 11, develop skills that would pay you, I would say, something to a starting point of, let's say, 10,000 pesos a week. If you're making more than 10,000 a week, fine, forget it. But if you're not, think of developing a skill for you. And it's something I did during the pandemic, right? Developing a skill, which is in marketing and sales. I learned a lot about marketing, sales, and branding during the pandemic. And I developed that skills in different ways. So it helped me start off by making this much, 10,000 pesos, until it jumped from 25 to 50 and so on and so forth. So there's levels to it, right? Start with something small that you don't accomplish regularly. If you have a job, that's fine. I'm talking about, I don't want to call it side hustle, but the second resource of income. Because your work is your 9 to 5, that's your primary source, and you can do something from 6 to 10, whatever it is, that's your second thing. Maybe you have a third, fourth, fifth, and so on and so forth. You want to create your future now, not tomorrow. Develop a skill that you enjoy doing. I enjoy marketing, sales, and branding. That's my thing, right? It may not be for you. So I'm not gonna tell you to do what I do in terms of how I make money. They call it passive income. I don't think income is income for me. If I get 1 peso in my account, that's income. If I get 1 million in my account, that's income. Okay? Don't say it's passive or what have you, right? For you to make money every week, you have to develop a skill that you can run in what we call perpetual motion. So it's continuous. You're making money all the time. You want to create your future now. How? By developing a skill that you can be good at so that people will pay you for that skill. And that skill is infinite. What's inside my brain, if someone consults me for a business or whatever it is, or for branding, it's infinite. I have infinite ideas. I can give you 1 million ideas right now. And at the end of the day, if you don't execute it, nothing will happen, right? But for those things that I know and I share to people, it's worth something. It's worth something for them. So that idea is what I get paid for. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, let me know in the comments. Maybe I can help you with that. Right. And moving on to number 12, which is connected to number 11, is to never rely on your 9 to 5. This is your 9 to 5. Holding the phone. The phone is you. This is your life. It's unstable, right? If someone pushes me, the phone falls. It's because I'm relying on one source of income. Now I have two. Someone pushes me while I'm running, it can fall, right? I have three sources of income. Much easier now. 4, 5. You get my point, right? This one's holding you. If you have 5 sources of income, it's harder. Just like a waiter holding a tray, right? Imagine a waiter holding it with one hand, with one finger, right? Filled with glasses. The glasses are your life. Holding it. If it falls, it breaks, you're gone. You're done. You're dead. You have nothing. You'll end up asking people for money and whatever it is. So you're gone. You're a goner. You're useless. So you want to have as many sources of income as possible and have it run in perpetual motion as long as you can. Because if you will rely on your source of income, which is your job, you will do it for the rest of your life. And you don't want to do that. So begin by developing 5 or more income streams. I mean, if you have 1, go with 2. I know it will create anxiety for you thinking of 5. Just think of another one. Second income stream. If you don't have 1, think of 1 first. And then when it's steady enough, go to the next one and to the next and to the next and to the next. That's how it is. You make your money work for you after that. So that's number 12. Never rely on just your 9 to 5. So that's all I have for you today. If you think you found value in today's episode and you like this episode so much, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment in the comment section down below. And please like this video as well. And I'll see you again on the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.